When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is a podcast that comes out every single day, all about ways of making extra money without quitting your job, or perhaps pursuing some creative project, otherwise using a skill you have to do something that's interesting and important to you. So, today we've got a listener question. Well, I should say first, long ago, we featured the dating app for dog lovers. And that led me to some research in which I discovered all kinds of specialized dating apps. You probably heard of the bigger ones, but there are also several apps based on religion or background, like JDate or Christian Cafe. There's also apps or platforms for single parents. There's even an app called Farmers Only, which asks, are you single in the country? Sign up for free to find a farmer, rancher, cowboy, cowgirl, or animal lover. All of these are, in fact, real options if you're looking for love in the country or wherever it is, whoever you happen to be. So this brings us to our question, of course. Today's caller has an idea to start her own app for people who identify as asexual. And if you haven't heard of that before, she'll explain it a little bit. What is the best path forward? Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hi, this is Catherine, and I've been following you for as long as I can remember. I identify as asexual, which is an orientation where you just don't feel much sexual attraction to anyone. It's a common myth that this type of person doesn't exist, and thankfully, now there are communities like Reddit where I've been able to learn more about myself. It's important to note that just because someone is asexual doesn't mean they don't want to have a relationship. Many of us still experience a longing for romantic or platonic relationships. We just don't necessarily want the other parts. I know this is an ambitious goal, but what do you think about a dating app for people on this spectrum? I've done some coding classes and have some time on my hands since I work remotely for a job that doesn't require a lot of effort. Or if an app seems too complicated, what else would you suggest? Thanks in advance for any ideas you might have.
Hey, Catherine, thanks so much for the question. I just want to say first, I love our community. We've got so many interesting people out there. I myself have learned so much just in making the show over the past few years about all sorts of different topics. So thanks for raising this question. I tend to wonder a little bit less about making a dedicated app, just because so much goes into that, not just on the technology side, but how do you get, you know, like a critical user mass? I mean, that's what usually requires like startup dollars, just because you're going to need to have, you know, lots and lots of people from all sorts of different geographical areas. It's not just about finding people who align with the demographic or the psychographic, let's say. It's, you know, how do you connect people who live in all kinds of different cities? So that's why I think a little bit less about the app and more about other resources. And the cool thing about something like this, a project where you're trying to, you know, bring people together who have this shared value, it's that as more awareness takes place, as more people are familiar with the concept and understand it, or at least have some experience with it, or maybe know someone who identifies this way, it just gets easier. And you have to explain a lot less over time. So even on the existing apps, like the bigger apps, I don't mean like the farm dating, but, you know, the Match.com, the OkCupid, the Bumble, Tinder, et cetera, there are people who identify this way already, or with another non-traditional orientation. And so depending on who you are and what you're looking for, you might actually find it there, since the user base is so much more than any specialized app could be. So that's why I think, you know, maybe instead of the app, what other resources could you make? Either as an act of service or to become an authority slash influencer in this field, perhaps eventually make a profit if you so choose. Obviously, not everybody wants that. Not everybody wants to become an authority or an influencer in something that's so personal, but there's definitely room for it because there's a lot of curiosity and people are identifying different ways. So that's a thought there. And of course, also, Catherine, it might be good to just kind of post this kind of question up in one of those communities on Reddit, because that is where a lot of people are organizing around topics like this. So good luck. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episode every single day. Working on some cool stuff for next year as well. I hope you'll continue to subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.